Steve, thanks very much. It's Phil Huff and it's Wendy Snyder, along with our friend Dane Neal. You know Dane from AccessAppetite.com and a frequent contributor to this very station and this show in particular. Hi, Dane. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you guys, too, especially with the impending doom and gloom.
It's right? The end of the world as we know it.
I'm glad to be. If this is it, I want to be with you guys. So
thank
I'm glad
you.
To be here.
I love your rain slicker and galoshes, by the way.
Well,
it's a good look.
It's my homage to the Gorton's Fisherman, who was one of my mentors growing up.
You look like the love child of the Gorton's of Gloucester Fisherman and Paddington Bear.
If you look closely, I've got him under my arm.
Excellent.
This segment with Dane Neal, by the way, sponsored by Resurrection University.
Dane, you have brought Charlie McKenna. Charlie, of course, of Lily's Q, fine restaurant. Hi, Charlie. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And the reason is, not that you need a reason to bring Charlie in, but there is a reason.
He's also a fan of the Gorton's Fisherman.
Sure.
He's trying to figure out a way to make a barbecue version. No, I'm just kidding. Charlie is here, and you mentioned great restaurants and sauces. Like, his sauces are bar none. They are on the planet Earth, really any planet. I haven't traveled a lot galactically, but his sauces are the best ones out there. He does like the full range, the smoky, the Carolina, even the ivory sauce and some of the best stuff out there on the barbecue side. And don't just take it from me. Take it from, some of the best competitions like Memphis in May.
Yeah.
He just did great with pork shoulder out there. He is a champion barbecue guy. Lucky and blessed to have him in Chicago.
You must hate to hear this, Charlie, hearing this sort of praise.
It's
is
terrible.
Awful, isn't it?
Yeah. He's like, it's a broken record.
No, Charlie's like, keep going.
It's just a normal day for me.
Sure.
Well,
how is this possible? What are you doing that would make any sauce that you'd create just that good?
A lot of passion behind it.
Yeah.
A lot of care.
A lot of history.
Yeah.
A lot of history. And then consistency, right? Always creating it the same way and putting it out the same way for people.
The thing with sauces is your taste really may vary because I'm not big into the smoky. I like sweet and tangy. Mm-hmm. And you have to take that into consideration, what you have.
Yeah. So, we do like my favorite regions around the country. So we have 6 different sauces. So we kind of hit the gamut for everyone. The other cool thing is in the restaurant, we have them on the table. So like you can make your own sauce, basically. You can mix Carolina Gold, which is a mustard base, with hot smoky, that's a Memphis style sauce, and then make, I don't know, halfway in between Tennessee.
But this is becoming a huge trend. Two of the last 3 restaurants I've eaten at in the last couple of weeks have exactly what you're saying, which is 4 to 6 or 8 sauces there on the table. It's up to you. Pick what you want.
Yeah, as restaurateurs, and especially in barbecue, people find out, everyone has a different taste.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to leave Lily's Q as a happy camper. So if I can let you control the sauces, one, I let you see our meat, bare, and you get to taste that how it is and how it's supposed to be, and then you can mix your own sauces or just go with one that we've already created, then it's a better experience for the guests, which is basically what every restaurateur is trying to create.
Sure.
Yeah, you get a lot of acclaim for the sauces, but the meat is there too, award-winning barbecue as well. So it's always a great time here in Chicago to talk to Charlie McKenna and Lily's Q, but they are going to be front and center with a new event. This is the first time that it's been here in Chicago with a recognizable figure in the food world. Rachel Ray is bringing her event feedback, right? So it's going to, and it is, I don't want to say equal parts, but it is a music event. And so it's a concert with the food side of it kind of front and center. And Charlie's going to be a big part of that too. And, we got a chance to talk to Rachel Ray. So a little bit later on, at the Dane Neal Show here at WGNplus.com, you'll hear a little bit of insight into the event, what people can expect. But on the food side, and Charlie, you've been friends with Rachel for a long time. You've attended the event. It's been at, in Austin before. Mm-hmm. This is the first time here in Chicago. What are we in store for?
I think you're in store for something great. I mean, Rachel obviously puts on great events. She's a great party, great host. And she, down in Austin, what we did was she's really into music. So I would almost say this is more of a music event that happens to have her food because of who she is. And she gets great bands to come in and play, and then she does some bites. She also offers, like, other people like myself to provide food for the guests. And it's really a great time to come out, listen to music, enjoy food, and just have a, especially because it's going to be at Lincoln Park Zoo. It's going to be a great venue.
Oh, fun.
And I think Rachel puts on a great party.
I love her little cookware that I've gotten at the Jewel. I saved my stamps to get, not cookware, but serveware, I guess. What a fun party. Now, it's at Lincoln Park Zoo, as you mentioned, and when is it happening?
Saturday, June 25th. It's 6 to 11 p.m. At Lincoln Park Zoo. Tickets are $49.50 for general admission, and before we get done with this segment, we'll have, for listeners of me on the Bill and Wendy Show, we've got 2 tickets.
Oh, you know, nice.
So 2 tickets for people to build.
One pair of tickets.
Okay.
Or it gets confusing.
You can split them up. That's right. And on the music side, as Charlie mentioned, you've got Grace Potter Lee Fields and the Expressions, Los Colonias, Al Scorch, and not just barbecue on that side. Like I said, Rachel's going to be having some offerings, and Giuseppe Trentori from GT will be there as well, yeah. So a really nice range.
The restaurant community, Charlie, always gets along. You would think they'd be at each other's throats, but for some reason everybody gets along very harmoniously. How come?
I mean, I think Chicago's just that kind of town. I think in other cities it may be a little bit different, but here, I think everyone, obviously we have a healthy competition is what I like to say. We like to compete against each other, but when it comes down to it, to doing events and street festivals, I think just the community in general draws together and we try to put on the best for, you know, the Chicagoans and, you know, do things that other cities may not accomplish.
Yeah.
And this event has been 10 years. She has been doing this event at South by Southwest in Austin. This is the first time that the event has traveled. Could have gone anywhere. Would have been very popular in, you know, New York, L.A., Des Moines, Iowa. It would have been great anywhere, but they chose Chicago. As someone who knows her really well, what was the thought process there? Did she say if she's going to go anywhere, like Chicago would be the place, or did you talk her into it saying, this is easier for me?
I mean, it's definitely easier for me because last time I had to drive a 27-foot trailer for 20 hours to get to Austin. But I think what she realized is, one, Chicagoans love music.
Yeah.
Two, they love food. And then three, the summertime is outdoors for us.
Yeah.
We only have, you know, 3 or 4 months of days to get out. So if she started it anywhere outside of Austin, I think this was her first priority. Just because of those three reasons, and it's going to get, you know, mass appeal. Everyone loves Rachel. She's a great person, has great shows and great food. So I think Chicago was just a city that kind of drew towards her with all the outside influences.
We need to take a quick break. We'll talk more food with Dane Neal and Charlie McKenna of Lily's Q. And don't forget, we'll give away some tickets to this fantastic fest. So stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, along with Dane Neal from AccessAppetite.com.
One more thing, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
Even when you can't be there, they are. It's Chicago Tribune Sports Plus with more coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now at ChicagoTribune.com/SportsPlus.
So Dane Neal is here and Charlie McKenna is here from Lily's Q. Dane telling us about a great event coming up with Rachel Ray that combines both food and music, two of the best things on the planet, all at one stop. Why not?
Right. Yeah. And also drinks, too. Beverages. So food, beverages, and music, which is the trifecta for fun, no matter where you go. And so the tickets are, and you can go to RachelRay.com for tickets, $49.50 for the general admission tickets, and that is going to get you access to two tasting rooms as well as the free food served by sponsors. So you still get to eat with that $49.50 plus all of the music. And then the big ticket, $299. It sounds kind of expensive, but when you think about what you'd spend at, you know, a concert when you're buying, you know, $11 beers. And,
right.
You know,
boy, that adds up quickly.
It does.
And glow sticks. That's my biggest expense.
Does your wife still get you
every
glow
time
sticks?
I always get, if I'm good, I get a glow stick.
T-shirts and merchandise, of course, those aren't included. Yeah. But Charlie, do they have a merchandise booth there? Because Wendy's a big fan of the cookware that Rachel Ray has. Are they going to be selling some of that on site?
I'm not 100% about the cookware, but I have been to the one in Austin where they were like actually passing out t-shirts that say Rachel Ray feedback on them and
nice.
Kind of some free swag.
It's feedback, nice. Right? Not feedback?
Feedback.
Oh.
The feedback. Like, you know, like
oh,
music.
Oh, because
like,
I heard feedback because you're eating and you're having music.
They give
I
you
thought...
a feedback.
Oh, okay.
That's the deluxe ticket.
So now it's called the big ticket, Bill.
Yeah.
Big ticket gets you unlimited food and drink and access to, and Charlie, you mentioned it off the air, a private viewing deck and express entry. So no lines, super close access to the music, unlimited food. And you've
that
got food
is the key.
Not only from Charlie, but great vendors, purveyors, and of course, Giuseppe Trentori from GT. So all of that stuff. Plus, they've got some mixologists in there that are doing custom drinks from Mary Giuliani, bites from Shep, mentioned Giuseppe, and sweet treats from Bang Bang Pie Shop and biscuits. And so you will leave with your head filled with music and your stomach filled with everything else. And a free T-shirt, maybe, if you're lucky to catch it from the gun.
Maybe.
And you have decided you're going to share a pair of tickets with our listeners?
Yes. Yes,
you're generous to a fault, Dane Neal.
Just a pair. So, right. But anybody can go to RachelRay.com. I don't think it's completely sold out yet, maybe. But maybe the fifth caller, maybe the eighth caller. I'm not sure. Charlie, what's your favorite number? What's your lucky number? Do you have a lucky
seven.
Number?
Seven.
All right, caller seven right now. Do it right now.
Well, we can before the
segment is over. Before the segment's over.
Now,
Oh, go on.
Oh, okay. So this is coming up this weekend on the 25th and Saturday. But Charlie is traveling around the country as an ambassador for barbecue to some of the greatest barbecue events out there on the competition side. And I did want, you know, for those people out there that want to get into that, so that would be interesting to hear, like, what the thought process on that, because you've got a lot of, I mean, there's some risk, right, if you're not doing well, but you were validated with some success.
Yeah, I mean, there is a competition circuit for barbecue. Memphis Amaze, the World Championships, which we won this year in Pork Shoulder. But, yeah, you can have a lot of fun. I mean, me and my dad started that as our golf together. That was sort of our time to hang out together. And it's a lot of camaraderie at these events, and you see the same teams from around the country, and we meet our friends and who we haven't seen in a year. So there's a lot to be put behind it, and it's more than just, you know, cooking great barbecue. It's also about the camaraderie with all the other people.
For those people that, you know, are in their backyard and think they're doing a good job, like, what is the way to get into the competition side? Bill, I'm telling you, Wendy, it's huge. It is like this whole huge sport. That's going on with competition.
Yeah, Memphis in May, there was 235 teams.
Really?
2 miles of barbecue cookers down the Mississippi River in Tom Lee Park off in Memphis. So
you wouldn't think there were that many different styles. I mean, there really is, but 235 people just
that's
cooking
serious.
Stuff.
Not people, Wendy, teams, you know, where there's like four or five guys and they smoke it all night. For the American Royal that I've covered before, it's 700 teams are there for that.
Which is huge, right? A lot of beer
just
going
smoking
down.
All night. It's like a fish concert.
Yeah, so
we're smoking 24 hours.
We started basically 8 in the morning on Friday, and then turn-in is at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Wow.
So we smoke all night long.
Wow.
And can you adjust the smokiness?
You can by how you
what
you
use.
If you wrap the meat or if you cover the meat at some point. Usually meat doesn't get any more smoke after 150 degrees internal temperature because the pores just don't allow it to go in. So you could actually pack more wood in the beginning to try and pump some more smoke onto the meat, or you can layer it back and see, you know. I use smoke as a flavoring agent, like salt or pepper.
Yeah.
So I want it to be balanced, not just, boom, smoke in your face.
Right. Some of the stuff, I'm sorry, it's just too smoky. It's like you're eating a charcoal briquette.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a bad one. Yeah.
And the names are catchy, too. Boom, smoke in your face is probably a competition team.
Oh, man, they come up with all sorts of names. I mean, at one point, our name was actually Holy Sow, and we had like a pig with black glasses on it.
Yeah.
Harry Carey's found out about it, and that
one. Oh, no.
It's a crazy thing, too. So 700 teams for American Royal, for Memphis and May, 200-plus teams, and the only people, it's not for people. Like, normal fans don't get to eat any of the food. It's just the judges.
That's it?
Yeah.
Because the reason is there's so many teams, it would be hard to control if someone got sick in the health department, so they really don't like the competition teams to feed the guests that are walking around. Right. I mean, if you make friends with people, a lot of times people will come up and just start talking to us, and we'll be like, hey, here, try this. But there's no set where we're selling to the public. We're just mainly cooking for the competition, and then they have booths where they're actually selling.
Is this the best smelling event of the year? I can't imagine anything smelling better.
If you like the smell of smoke, which after a while you kind of get immune to it, I don't even smell it anymore. I'll leave the restaurant. People are like, God, you smell like the restaurant. I'm like, I don't even smell it anymore. But like, if you look, the best picture is like about 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll stand outside your trailer and you'll look down 2 miles, and all you see is this haze rising because the lights from downtown Memphis, Beale Street, are coming off, and you can just see all this smoke from 2 miles of cookers.
It's actually
a beautiful sight.
Right. It's a new pope. So for those, you have to be a judge, and that's certainly worth, I guess, the price of the education of getting in on the judging side. But in order to have people enjoy it, Charlie is starting, you got a brand new restaurant opening up.
Yeah, we do. It's called Dixie. It's going to be in the old Tekashi space, which is on Armitage in Damon.
Yeah.
And that's an old single family home that we've turned into a house that looks like Charleston or Savannah. And we're actually I'm actually leaving the barbecue to be at Lily's, and now we're going to do, what I call the evolution of Southern food. So we're going to really bring in the Southern food that people don't really associate with the South, which is vegetables, seafood.
Yeah.
Stay away from the fried chicken fried steak, because that's sort of what we do at Lily's.
Right.
And really, you know, get people into the low country in another version of what, you know, Southern food can be.
Grits? Will there be grits?
There will be grits from a small farm in South Carolina that I ship up, actually. And there'll be things from, you know, Nashville hot sweetbreads to cream corn to all sorts of the vegetables and a lot of stuff. Field peas and Carolina gold rice and a lot of things that people are like, that's Southern. But actually, when
but it is.
That
but it
sounds
is.
Great.
What's the seafood, Charlie? You mentioned
We'll do a lot of, like, shrimp, pickled shrimp, boiled shrimp. We'll also do a lot of oysters. We'll do a lot of redfish and that type of fish that comes out of the coastal waters down there.
Yeah. Some Cajun influence or not?
We'll have some minor Cajun influences into some dishes. We're sort of not pigeoning ourselves to like one thing. We're going to take a lot of Southern influences and then do food that I used to do back in my day when I worked at True and Avenues and those type of style restaurants.
My mother-in-law is from Corinth, Mississippi, so I have to bring her to Dixie. She will love it.
Oh,
when does that open?
Roughly, we're estimating like 3 to 4 weeks right now.
Wow.
Just finishing up construction, and after July 4th, we'll, you know, sort of do our trial runs and then get going.
And to show Charlie's commitment to the cuisine, and that he's completely legit, he actually has a tattoo of, it looks like a shrimp or a crawfish or something on there.
It is a shrimp on my forearm, and I also have a Duroc pig on the inside. So
no, I thought sort of covered the gamut. Marks. I'm glad they're tattoos.
Oh,
wow, that's amazing.
Those are some pretty big birthmarks.
You know you're made for it.
Yeah. Boy, this sounds good. Every part of it sounds good. Right now, give us a call at 312-981-7200. And if you're caller 7, as Dane promised, you'll get 2 tickets to this event.
Rachel Ray's feedback coming up on Saturday, 6 to 11, over in at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
So nice to see you again, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Dane, always a pleasure.
Thanks. You too. Stay safe in the storm.
Yes. Good advice. Solid advice, Dane. Thank you. A quick break. Call now. Be caller 7, 312-981-7200. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.